Keokuk's 2009 mayoral race led to a runoff. Tom Marion defeated Chuck Betts and has held the office ever since. Now the two will square off in a rematch that will be resolved next week. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Betts says he was not interested in challenging a seated incumbent until he saw that no one else stepped up to run against Marion.
He said, "This can't happen. In a town of 10,000 people, there must be at least two people who care enough about the community to run for the top administrative spot." So I took papers out at that moment.
Betts says he's not running simply to fill a spot on the ballot. He has ideas for making Keokuk better. For example, he wants to improve communication between the city and its residents in the hope of getting people more active and interested in what is going on at City Hall. Mayor Marion believes the city already does a good job of keeping the public informed through public workshops and televised meetings. He says he's seeking a fourth two-year term to complete some unfinished business. Marion says that starts with securing more time from the federal EPA to complete the separation of Keokuk's combined sewer system. He says the substantial price tag of more than $75 million is holding back the city.
If we accomplish that and extend that out, that's going to free money to work on streets, which are just absolutely in terrible shape, and that's something that we need to do.
Marion says if the sewer project deadline is pushed back, he would recommend the city pay for street repairs by spending $1 million a year for the next 12 years. Betts also supports applying for additional time from the EPA for the sewer project and putting the potential savings into street improvements. Both men also tout their experience and years of community involvement, and they have similar ideas about how the mayor's office should function. Keokuk recently hired a new city administrator, which in turn has led to talk of reducing the mayor's role. That's a big change as the mayor is currently full-time with a salary of more than $50,000. Betts says even with the city administrator, the mayor will still have several key responsibilities.
To be the representative of the city, to be the face of the city, to encourage and direct economic development movement through the city, to try to help identify with the council the policy issues that are important.
Marion has a similar view.
Well, I see the mayor is still having supervision over the city administrator, so that's going to be part of it. But the day-to-day runnings, dealing with the department heads, that's going to be the city administrator. I hope to work on economic development.
Marion says several businesses are interested in Keokuk, plus Amjet Turbine Systems still hopes to locate in the city once its reduced-scale water turbine is ready for production. Marion says he will continue to work on those fronts. Betts says his focus as mayor will be on helping existing businesses and working to recruit smaller businesses. He says while he would love to bring a new business with 500 jobs to Keokuk, that process can have a negative impact given the incentives needed to land them.
They are extremely more complex. They take an extremely long time to pay off, and they exact a high price from the communities in which they enter.
Bringing new jobs to Keokuk or even keeping current ones in place would help the city maintain and even grow its tax base. It might also help change the attitude of some residents. Both candidates acknowledge that while there are some people working to improve the city, others have given up. Marion says that can no longer happen if Keokuk is going to succeed. He says it starts with talking to people one-on-one.
I've tried to do that during my administrations. City administrator, like I said, he's going to be involved. I think we can get out and we can start doing some things with people and try to change that attitude. It's been very, very difficult because it's been ingrained in the minds of people for so long.
Betts says Keokuk is developing an inferiority complex, always comparing itself negatively to nearby cities. He says as mayor, he would promote events and activities to build community relationships and involvement. Betts says that could be something as simple as a community weight loss challenge.
That sounds silly to some people, but it's building community trust. It's building community togetherness. It's building common goals for the community, those kinds of projects and others that I'm sure will come to me or people will suggest to me. So that's one technique to combat inferiority complex.
The actions of the city could also help improve the attitudes. There are a few pending issues before the city council. While the candidates cannot vote on them, they do have opinions on them. Marion says he supports the idea of a dog park being built in Reese Park. Betts, whose wife spearheaded the effort, prefers Riverview Park. He would also like the city to explore all options regarding the reopening of the road where 2nd Street becomes Fulton Street. That road closed years ago because of a hillslide. Betts says the city should be cautious as to not get too involved in a project that involves a public street on a privately owned hill. Marion says that's why he supports leaving the street closed until the owners of the hill want to stabilize it. He says if there is city money to be spent, it should be spent in the cemetery.
They're in dire straits, our streets there, our roads. Besides, from a legal standpoint and being a lawyer, it kind of bugs me that we would even consider putting public funds to shore up a privately owned parcel.
Election Day is Tuesday. The polls will open at 7 a.m. in Keokuk. In addition, early voting is already underway. Both current Mayor Tom Marion and challenger Chuck Betts hope to earn residents' votes. Both are confident Keokuk is moving in the right direction, and each says he wants to be in charge of furthering that effort. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.